What is the address here?
211 South MacArthur.
Kitty corner from the police station.
Yes, in the old Infoban building.
Is this the building the co-op will use once it actually has a store going, or is this just a temporary location?
Well, for now, it's just where our online market distribution is at. We don't know about a building yet. So.
All right. Can you explain the online distribution?
Well, the online market is a market for local goods that you can buy, local produce and products, online each week. Every week, the local producers can enter in the products that they have for sale, and then as a customer, you can go on during the shopping time and buy the products that you want for the week in the amounts that you want.
What's the address, web address?
Right now, we're still in the testing mode, so we hope to go live with the market within the month of February. And once we're live, you would just access the online market through the Macomb Food Co-op website page. So you would go to the MacombFoodCoop.net website page, and then on there it'll say online market or something like that, and you'll click on that and go right to the online market and shop from there.
Do you need to be a food co-op member to shop online through this co-op?
No, we're going to let people try it who are not owners in the co-op for a month. And then once they've tried it for a month, that would be four shopping times if they wanted to shop every week. Then we're going to ask that they join the co-op after a month trying it. But it's open to all the owners also. So.
Are those the only people coming in during the testing phase, our current owners?
At our open house tonight, we had a couple people that were not owners come in, and they were interested in it. And we gave them the option of registering as a customer and shopping for a month and trying it out. And if they want, after a month, they'll have to join the co-op.
So are they owners now, or are they giving it a test drive?
They're going to give it a test drive, but I think they took an owner form with them, so hopefully they'll join up.
And for someone who's interested, how can someone become an owner or a partner in the food co-op?
To become an owner, you would go to the Macomb Food Co-op website, which is MacombFoodCoop.net, and one of the options in the top bar is how to become an owner, I believe. And you just click on that, and that will take you to a page, and you can download an owner form there, which you would fill out and then mail in to the address on there. Or you can pick up a form at my office, which is at 19 East Side Square in Pumo Insurance.
How many owners do you have right now, approximately?
We have exactly 301. We just gained three new owners this week, so we're at 301. We broke the 300 line, so amount, so we're really happy.
And you've set a goal of 400. What happens at that point once you have 400 owners?
Once we have 400 owners, then we can seriously look at a building site, and then we would start an owner loan campaign where we would ask our owners if anyone wants to loan money for the co-op and at competitive interest rates, and that money would be paid back eventually. And then we would go to a bank with that money and then the capital we have from people joining the co-op, and we would ask the bank for a loan, another loan, and then we would go from there. We would have that money to start the store. So.
And just to be clear, an owner can buy up to 5 shares, but your goals are not based on the number of shares out there. It's based on the number of owners.
That is correct, because there are people who each own 5 shares, but we're not counting that in our owner number, so we're just counting 1 share per person.
And this is based on, I guess, experts that you've talked to who say you need a minimum of a certain number of owners to do certain things.
Yes, we have consulted with experts, co-op experts, and they have made a pro forma business plan for us, and those are the numbers that they've come up with, so we're going by that.
So in the meantime, you have started this distribution center. Why?
Well, we thought it was just kind of a natural step before opening the store, because it's going to take a while to get 100 more owners to reach the 400 level. And we've been at this for a couple years, so we thought that our owners needed something. So we just did some research and found out that there are co-ops that are just online markets. They don't even have a store, and there are some that do both. So we did our research. We bought into a software program from Eugene, Oregon, and we decided that that was a good step to go, an interim step to before the store. So, and it is good because now we have lots of producers, local producers lined up who are selling on our market now, at the online market. And then we'll have the customer base set, and then we'll just be able to move into a store. So it's kind of an interim step to getting to a store. So
I guess you feel this is a way of getting local producers' goods out there right now instead of waiting for however much longer?
Yes, it's a way to get the local producers' products out there to people and then to the customers that want to buy local products. So.
What's the response been so far with the distribution center?
Well, we've been doing a test run of the system, and this is our sixth week of that, and we've had an average of about 8 owners shopping. And basically it was the Macomb Food Co-op board members that were shopping and a few other people. But the response has been great.
Well, you before we started recording, you mentioned it's for your open house here this evening. It's been busy just about the whole time. Were you surprised to have so many people showing up?
I was. A lot of people came in to learn how to use the system, and we had some computers set out, and we actually registered some people as shoppers. So, I was surprised at the number of people that did show up and the interest that they had in this online market.
How many local producers are you working with, do you know?
Let's see. Right now we've got about six or seven producers.
And then what sort of goods, can you give a general idea what sort of things someone could buy through the online market?
Well, right now we've got soups that come frozen, 7 kinds of soup. We've got grass-fed beef, pasture-raised beef with no hormones or antibiotics, and we've got pork products, the same, no antibiotics, no hormones. We've got bread, some baked goods, pie, 12 kinds of pie, I might add. What else?
Sounds like a line from Twin Peaks, the pie.
The pie has been a big draw. People have really liked the pie. So that's been good. We have local honey. We have organic popcorn from the WIU Allison Research Farm.
And the golden purple popcorn.
The golden purple popcorn. It's very good. I don't know if I said salsa. We've got salsa.
Locally, I guess, made salsa.
From Monmouth, yep. So and I'm talking to an egg producer tomorrow from the Roseville area. So hopefully we'll be adding eggs to the next shopping time.
Now, what's your definition of local?
We're using 100 miles, but we would definitely consider Macomb products or products around Macomb first, our first priority, and then we would branch out. If we can't get something, you know, right around here, we would move out a little further.
Well, why do you think it's important to promote local?
Well, promoting local, for one, it's the food is fresh. It doesn't have to travel very far. And it's also supporting the local agricultural system around here. We are supporting local producers. So those are our two big things.
You and a few others have invested quite a bit of time in this already. And perhaps you'll be investing quite a bit more time. Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, I'm just passionate about good, healthy food, and local food is excuse me. It's more fresh. You can see where it comes from. You can know your producers. You know, I go visit the farms where our products come from, and that's really important to me when I buy food. And I'm also passionate about keeping money within our community and, investing in producers around here. That keeps money in our community and area.
What else do you think people should know about the Macomb Food Co-op and the online market?
Well, join the co-op and start shopping.